This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, hope everybody had a great weekend. We usually, you know, I start off the show. It's kind of what you do. What is it? You can always talk about the weather, they say, right? That's kind of the saying. There's a saying like that. You can always talk about the weather. And it's kind of true. It goes for me when I get on the radio sometimes. It's like, well, the weather. Well, when it's like this, when it has been like this, it makes it easier to talk about the weather. It was, again, another like really chilly weekend. Had baseball this weekend. I know a lot of you remember the previous weekend, Memorial Day. It was like, oh, man, a lot of rainouts. There was all that. The drizzle and rain and had tournaments. A lot of people said they had canceled and or they sat out there and watched in the, you know, drizzling lacrosse too, the, you know, playoffs. It was the NCAA, you know, tournament, the ending, obviously the same weekend as the Bandits, but youth lacrosse, anything. This weekend, a little similar. I mean, actually, I didn't think it was going to rain, but it started to drizzle a little bit yesterday. Saturday and Sunday, had some baseball to watch for the kid, and it was like 50 degrees on Saturday, 55 on Sunday, not too bad. Now it's going to start to get a little bit warmer. So I'll take it. I do remember every year, the Jim Kelly Celebrity Golf Classic used to be the Monday following Memorial Day. It's no longer, it's now in August. It's shifted to August a couple years ago. But it used to be the Monday following Memorial Day. And for some reason, like every year, it just seemed like that day was not the best weather. And we'd go out there and be like, man, it's chilly out here. It's already weekend after Memorial Day. So that was this past weekend. It's now, right? That was now. It would be today, generally, if it was on the same schedule. And so I do know it's not like uncommon for this time of year and this week to not be the best. But you look at the long range, you're like, okay, let's get back into it. We need warmer weather. We need to feel good again about ourselves getting outside, enjoying the weather, because we know that, you know, summer is fleeting sometimes in Western New York when it gets a little bit later. And I think a sure sign of, you know, getting through the summer is OTAs and mini camp and then training camp at St. John Fisher at the end of July kind of tells you, okay, we're all done now. We always ask every year, same kind of question. When is the end of summer for you in Buffalo? Is it when training camp opens? Is it the Erie County Fair? When is it? So I think once we get to training camp, though, even though there's some nice hot weather, it's like, okay, full steam ahead. Football's here. That means it's the fall. And then just a few weeks later, you have preseason games. I mean, you really think about it. Man, when is the... Okay, the Hall of Fame game is going to be... here's some news here. Just came out. KeyBank Center is going to host the 2025 Rivalry Series game between USA and Canada. Do you see this, Evan? Sal Capaccio, by the way, with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Good Monday morning to you. Evan DiPasquale is producing. And Evan, do you see this news here?
Yeah, I saw that. I was just scrolling through Twitter or X. I still call it Twitter. And that the KeyBank Center will be hosting USA-Canada. Now, is this... This is for women's hockey. Well, still,
there you go. Okay. U.S. women's national team will face the Canadian women's national team on November 8th. So there you go. All right, that's pretty cool. That's an incredible rivalry, by the way. So we'll talk more about that. I do want to talk about the Sabres today and the moves that they made. This news just came across because I saw the alert and I wanted to get to it. So we'll talk more about that as well. Paul Hamilton will join me here at 11 a.m. and we'll talk more about that. And Sabres moves, including now the Sabres hiring two people to help Kevin Adams to be by his side. However you want to phrase it, talk about it. This is, I think, you know, a pretty big statement about, you know, what Terry Pegula and the organization feels they need around Kevin Adams and with Kevin Adams. And also that they still have Kevin Adams. And that doesn't sit well with a lot of you. And I understand that. There were a lot of questions whether or not he would remain in the general manager position. He is remaining in the general manager position. But now, Eric Staal has been hired as an assistant to him. And now you have a hire in Jarmo Kekalainen, formerly of the Columbus Blue Jackets, was their GM. He will now be the team's senior advisor for the Sabres. So you're basically surrounding Kevin Adams with people to help Kevin Adams in one way or another. One younger, one older. And the way I envision this, and I want to ask you your thoughts on this in a minute. The way I envision this is Eric Staal is basically going to be kind of like a liaison with the players and help out from the player side and looking at and maybe even trying to recruit players. Come to Buffalo. Why would you want to do that, right? Okay, come here. Here's why. Maybe in the room a little bit more. He's closer to their age, obviously. Played not too long ago. I mean, Eric Staal is 40 years old right now. You know, he can go in the locker room and maybe relate to players and what they're thinking and bring that to Kevin Adams. Something like that. That would be kind of his role, I would think. And then you have Jarmo Kekalainen, who it seems like his role is more of a, going to lean on a person here who's done this before, who's been there before, been a general manager in this league, has had some success, no, not winning a Stanley Cup necessarily, but has had success helping another franchise and team that's in some ways similar to the Buffalo Sabres in a city where it might be a little tougher to get free agents, but they've done that. And they had some success on the ice. Maybe a bit of overachieving success, even I'd say at times with Columbus over the years that he was there. And he's going to be the guy that maybe can help with understanding, you know, different viewpoints on how to approach certain situations or players or agents or whatever it is. That's how I envision it. I think the question, though, the big question I want to get from you here at 803-0550 is simple. Does it matter? Does it matter to you? Really, that's where I am with this and what I want to know. Does it matter to you on how you feel about the Buffalo Sabres? I'd like to get your thoughts on this because it's kind of a vibe check with the Sabres right now. Are you so down the... I did this maybe a few months ago. It might have been during the middle of the season. It might have been during the 13-game winless streak. It might have been right when the season was ending, whenever. I don't remember the exact time. I did a show, and we talked about like your love for the Sabres and how much it has waned because of what's gone on. And I think what I learned is, and this wasn't surprising to me, we talked about this. You still love the Sabres. We all do. We love the Sabres here in Buffalo. It's a hockey town. And even though that you might be disappointed, upset, you're still there with them. It doesn't mean you're necessarily going to every game like you used to. It doesn't mean you're buying every piece of merchandise like you used to. Like, the way in which you support them might be different. And even support might be a weird word, right? But the love and the passion you have for the Sabres and for hockey is still very, very evident. So anytime they make a move that matters on the ice or off the ice, you're there for it. Now, the way you used to be there for it back, you know, 15 years ago is way different than now. Back then it was, okay, is this what's going to help us get a Stanley Cup? Now it's, yeah, does it really matter? We're just trying to make the playoffs. Can they even do that? Can they get out of their own way? And even looking at it from a maybe skeptical side, which is, it doesn't matter what they do, it's not going to work because nothing works right now. Whatever decision Terry Pegula makes or Kevin Adams makes or whatever. And maybe that's where you are. I am interested, though, with the hiring, not just of Kekalainen, but Staal as well, but mainly the hiring of Jarmo Kekalainen. Like, does it do anything for you for the Sabres? Does it say, do you get to a point where you say, okay, you know what? This is something that they should have done. I'm glad they're doing it. I think that this will help Kevin Adams. It will help the organization. Or does it get you more to the point of, you know, you're just, or even, it, maybe not even more, does it just keep you in the same spot of apathy, I guess? Nah, doesn't matter. You know, what's the old saying from Buddy Nix? Remember Buddy Nix, former Bills GM, came on the radio one time and he said, people don't want to hear about the labor pains. They just want you to show them the baby. Something like that. I'm like, well, okay, that might be what you're thinking of here for the Buffalo Sabres. So what are they getting in a guy like Jarmo Kekalainen? Well, a guy that has been, you know, a GM in the NHL. He was, in fact, the first European general manager in the league when he was hired by the Columbus Blue Jackets. A Columbus team that, again, I would say maybe even overachieved in some years where you thought, okay, they're not going to be that good, but they wind up, you know, having a higher point total. I think he oversaw some of their better point totals, you know, while he was there at least. So I think from that standpoint, you could try to be a little bit, you know, optimistic and say maybe this is something and somebody that, you know, has seen kind of what that looks like for these teams, for a team like this. When he gets hired, I believe they come in, what does he come in 2013, I think it is. And then they make the playoffs, they miss for a couple years, and then they go to four straight playoffs, advancing out of the first round once. Still more success than the Sabres have had. They haven't even been there. And throughout that time, they still weren't there. So what does it do for you, if anything? 803-0550 is the number to call. Also today, going to talk at 10:30 with Sal Marana. Now, I know that, I think the guys had Sal on Friday, but because last Monday was Memorial Day, we didn't have Sal on. So did a little check before the Yankees-Dodgers series. And now coming out of the Yankees-Dodgers series and the rest of baseball and where we're at. And I texted Sal yesterday, hey, you good for tomorrow at 10:30? He's like, yeah, lots to vent about. So I can't wait for that. But then the Yankees went out and actually held off the sweep from the LA Dodgers. Just a little while ago, I finished watching Jessica Pegula's round of 16 match. She actually wound up losing. She was up one set to none and lost two sets in a row to a woman from France who was unranked and, like, in fact, I think ranked in the world like 3-something. Part of the reason was this particular woman had a ACL injury last year and she missed a year, but still, first time Jessica has actually lost to an unranked player at the French Open. It's not her best surface, clay surface. It was a fantastic match, though. A lot of drama. In fact, it lasted like 2.5 hours. I got up this morning, started watching it before 7 a.m. And it just ended a little while ago before I got on the radio here. But she is now out. That was the round of 16. She is third ranked in the world. I don't know if that will impact her world rankings. It probably will. She might drop down a couple of spots in the world rankings. But it would have been nice to see her, you know, advance on to the quarterfinals, get in the top eight. But that's not going to happen this year. So, Jessica, if you were paying attention this morning or knew that she was playing or, you know, maybe you had to go to work or whatever, she is now out of the French Open for 2025. And give Lois Boisson is how you say her name. Give her a lot of credit. She played a great match, especially after losing the first set. Jess was in control, like 6-3. And then second set, just kind of back and forth, didn't go her way. Third set, she actually had control, 4-3. Then she didn't win another game after that and lost 6-4. And there were some massive, incredible points, by the way. TNT is where it was, if you didn't watch it. No, Rob, I did not say 50s in June is not too bad. I did not say that. So I don't know what you particularly heard, but thank you, Rob, for tweeting me. I love you, but lowering the standards. That is not what I said whatsoever. I said it was a pretty... I didn't even know. Nothing close to that. Sorry, Rob. It's Monday. It's Monday for everybody, Rob, so I'll chalk it up to you for that. No, 50s in June is terrible. I hate it. It should be warmer. I want it warmer. We all need warmer weather. I want to get out and golf, but more than that, I just want to get outside and enjoy warmer weather this time of year. That's getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Did not say that whatsoever. I do want to know, though, what you think about if it's how good or bad it is from your standpoint, what the Sabres are doing or haven't done. Maybe you just feel, and I can get this from a lot of people, maybe you just feel that no matter what they do, it doesn't matter because Kevin Adams is the GM and the only thing you need is a change at general manager. Now, I would say in a lot of cases, and this probably is one of them, when you have somebody like a Jarmo Kekalainen, who's been a GM in the league, who now gets hired kind of to be over your shoulder a bit, it gets a little tougher, you know, there's a little pressure, I guess, even more pressure on a guy like Kevin Adams knowing that somebody's right there. But we all know that Terry Pegula and Kevin Adams have a good relationship. He's held on to him, what, for this long? He's been in his position. He's the ninth longest tenured GM, I believe, in the NHL, is what I read today. So what does it matter, if anything, to you at 803-0550? The NHL draft is coming up on June 27th and 28th. So later this month, where it's hopefully not 50 degrees, Rob, because I hate it when it's this 50 degrees in June. June 27th and 28th. And then, of course, just a few days later, you have July 1st. And by then, by the draft, by that day, hopefully we'll get some resolution and know what's happening with Bo Byram, with J.J. Paterka. I heard the guys this morning, Jeremy and Joe, talking about J.J. Paterka and asking Paul about how this summer's going to play out. Paul, which he'll be on at 11 a.m., Paul says he doesn't see an offer sheet coming for J.J. Paterka simply because that's not what happens in the NHL. And you did get a couple of them last year. I think for the most part that's true. But I would also say with this particular player, there was a lot of smoke at the trade deadline with J.J. Paterka. A lot. And I know it's people that weren't necessarily credible, reliable, whatever. I get that. But it just seemed like his name was out there, and it wasn't just a Frank Saravelli who, you know, might have gotten it wrong. It was also I think Elliot Friedman had him listed on possible deal, like on his list, basically, Pierre LeBrun, whoever it was. But his name was out there. Like, there was a lot, it just seemed like there was a lot of smoke. And I do wonder if there's a team out there that wants to make that type of offer. And even if not, I don't think that's the full question on J.J. Paterka. I think part of the equation and question about J.J. Paterka is also, do the Sabres feel like they want to pay him, or do they want to trade him to a team that is willing to pay him something else, even if it's not the type of offer sheet offer, because the Sabres need to flip some depth, have a little bit more on the blue line or somewhere else. Like, that's part of the question too. Then you have the Bo Byram situation. And he's going to be an RFA. He is an RFA. What happens with him? Does he get moved? Do the Sabres pay him? There are questions. Someone pointed out to me the other day that, and I think Paul has said this too, if they do wind up like just kind of qualifying and signing their RFAs, they're a lot closer to the cap than people realize. I still don't think they're in any danger. They can go out there and they can make some moves here and they can, you know, sign some of these guys to extensions and they can maybe even bring in some free agents. There's always things you can do. They're pretty low right now when it comes to, you know, salary cap and the floor and the cap overall. But yeah, once you start adding those up and those salaries, yes, that's what's going to, it is going to start to eat into that. So we'll see what happens with the Sabres. But by then you think that a guy like Eric Staal, I'm sure to me, like I said, going back to what I said earlier, probably doing his work on what free agents the Sabres might want to bring here. Is that a bigger name? I mean, I know everybody talks about Mitch Marner. I don't know. Is it possible? Sure. Johnny Gaudreau went to Columbus while Jarmo Kekäläinen was the GM. And people didn't think that people were pretty stunned when that happened. So maybe. That's what I think the Eric Staal role is, though. Which is basically, hey, get a feel for some of these guys in the room now, our current guys. And when there's a free agent, maybe make a phone call or two. Tell them why Buffalo would be a spot to play. You were here for a cup of coffee. You came here now as a member of the front office. And you can sell that. Maybe that's what he wants, what his role is. And then Jarmo Kekäläinen can be somebody that Kevin Adams can lean on when it comes to actually doing the hockey business. 803-0550 if you want to jump on board. Speaking of hockey, we have the NHL Stanley Cup Finals beginning. Final. Stanley Cup Final, right? I always get that wrong. One's the final and one is the finals.
It's the Stanley Cup Final, and then the NBA is like kind of almost trademarked the finals. So that's why they don't like mixing them up. That's why it's called the Stanley Cup Final. I don't understand it, but that's what I've always been told.
Right. I think that's about right, but it is true. It is called the final with no S. When in the NBA, it's called the finals, and everywhere else, it's called the finals. But that begins, I believe, Wednesday night? Wednesday night, I believe, is the first game.
Yes, for the Stanley Cup final, yes.
Wednesday at 8 p.m. That is Panthers and Oilers. Oilers have home ice. So it'll be at the Oilers for two, at the Panthers in Florida for two, then if there's a game five back in Edmonton, game six back in Florida, game seven back in Edmonton. Of course, last year, Edmonton was down 3-0. And that was in Florida, game seven. They went back. They came back 3-0. They came back to tie the series. And then they lost it in game seven. Mike in Colorado wants to chime in. He's up first. Hi, Mike. Go ahead. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Yes. Good morning. I mean, this whole situation, you have... Yeah, they basically brought in two guys to be babysitters for the so-called guy in charge. I don't understand the mindset and the money being put into this. I mean, I don't know what he's making, Adams is making, but I imagine it's millions a year or, you know, somewhere in that area. I mean, from what I understand, the Sabres didn't even spend to the cap this last year. I mean, the money should be spent elsewhere in this situation for this team.
I don't think money's an issue here. I don't know why money for the GM, an assistant GM.
Games when I was 6 years old, and this was back right when they first started in 70. I was 6 years old, listening to the game, and every so often they'd have one on TV. But, I mean, this whole situation, it's like... I just don't understand the mindset behind it, and maybe you can clear that up to me, but I don't want to make excuses for this. There's no more excuses for this franchise anymore. It's been...
Well, I'll try to clear one thing. Mike, you got me? Do you have me, Mike? I tried to chime in. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, so yeah, I don't think money has anything. I don't know what money would have to do with the assistant GM. They're not making all this money. There's no cap on executives or coaches, so money shouldn't have anything to do with that. I don't think they're taking and spending money on Jarmo Kekäläinen versus, you know, Eric Staal that comes out of, I mean, I guess at the overall you know, cash flow, I guess, but that shouldn't matter. What should matter here is what it matters to the on-ice product, right? And I don't disagree with you that you know, hey, it's been a long time. You go back 1970, sure. I mean, I grew up the same way in late 70s, early 80s, my first, you know, experience with Sabres hockey, and, you know, we're all right there. You want them to get back to a lot of those days, but I don't think money has anything to do with kind of what's going on in the front office versus what's going on the ice right now at all. Tony in Buffalo. Hi, Tony, you're on WGR.
Hey, what's up, Sal? Kind of going to play both sides of this, man, because I am someone who has, for the most part, checked out on the Sabres. But that doesn't mean, as someone who, you know, follows professional sports closely, that I'm going to just ignore what I have, you know, seen with my own eyes through the years. And that is that competent front office people matter. All right. I'm not going to draw a parallel with the Bills, but, you know, because Bean certainly wasn't babysat. But, you know, from the beginning, almost, with Bean, it was Shane and Gain. You know, he always surrounded himself with competent people that I think also mattered in the decision-making processes. And if there are competent people now in the building that weren't there last offseason, in this critical offseason, I do think overall the franchise will be better served in the short and long term.
All right, thanks. Good call, Tony. I appreciate it. And you're right about that. Brandon Bean, he did surround himself with you know, people like that. And we've always seen the way that the Sabres operate, though. That's not how they normally go about it. So it goes back to the call that Mike made a little while from Colorado. It's not about the money, Mike, for the front office people. The Sabres just have always had a philosophy, I think. We're not even talking about a vice president of hockey operations, or a president, I should say, of hockey operations. That's just something they don't believe in. We're not even talking about that to that level of, you know, spending in the front office. Just to hire advisors, guys, people to help out. There hasn't been a lot of that that's gone on. It's really been kind of very linear between the owner and the GM. Good call. Thanks a lot. Good start today. We'll take a timeout. Sal Marinaro coming up. Pinstripe People's his newsletter. We're going to talk a little baseball and the Bills, of course, because Sal covers the Bills. And the Bills have OTAs. Back at it this week. Tomorrow, back to OTAs in Orchard Park for a media session. So we'll get with Sal on baseball and the Bills after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He did some work on the infield. This one is driven to right field. Teoscar back, still back at the wall. Bounces off the base of it. DJ LeMahieu, what a night. A double there. Bellinger will score. And for DJ, his fourth hit of the night, second RBI.
Yanks needed that last night from LeMahieu and others to avoid the sweep from the Dodgers. I have no idea if anybody named Sal was at Josh Allen's wedding this weekend. But I wasn't, and this Sal wasn't. As far as my knowledge, you weren't there, right, Sal? You weren't at the wedding this weekend. You were watching the Yanks.
Yeah, my invitation got lost in the mail, as I'm sure yours did, too. It's funny.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
I was at the ballpark in Rochester yesterday, and Mike Cannellata was there, too. And we were saying that, we were both joking that, yeah, I guess we're here, so we weren't there.
No, that's right, that's right. I give a lot of credit to everybody involved, because there wasn't much about it. You saw some pictures that floated around on social, but it was not a really big deal. Someone told me, I don't remember this specifically, that when Jim Kelly got married to Jill back, you know, when they did in the late 80s, early 90s, whenever that was, that literally like the local news channels were live outside the church here in Buffalo. This was not like that here.
No, that was, well, obviously in Southern California, it's probably used to that type of thing. But yeah, you're right. The Kelly wedding, I remember the Kelly wedding. I didn't go, of course. But yeah, that was a news event. That was actually a news event that the people covered. So yeah, quite a different scenario. But we're we're talking about a different time, Sal, and definitely two different people. I mean, Josh has become as Hollywood as it gets for a quarterback, I think, with his new starlet. So yeah, but hey, good for them. It's funny, I was teasing with Mike, too. You know, now Josh and I are anniversary buddies, because my anniversary was Saturday, so he ended up getting married. Basically, mine's the 30th, so he got married on the 31st. So I'll tease him about that when I see him again.
Well, yeah. Happy anniversary to you! And also, he got married on Josh Reed's birthday, actually. So I texted Josh and I said to Josh, our buddy from Channel 4 here in Buffalo, I said, hey, at least you'll never forget Josh Allen's anniversary and say happy anniversary to him as long as he's in Buffalo, because it's on your birthday. It's easy to remember, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right. Sal Majorana joining me here on the West Her Hotline. Of course, you can subscribe to his newsletter. It's absolutely free. If you're a Yankees fan, you want to subscribe to the newsletter. I want to make sure everybody knows that right away. It's called Pinstripe People. You can go to Sal's Twitter/X feed at Sal Majorana, and you can click it right there. It's the pinned tweet. All right. Things started off not very good for the Yanks on Friday and Saturday. They turned it around on Sunday. Give us just a synopsis of what this weekend meant for you watching them going forward for this Yankees team.
Yeah, I mean, look, I still believe, Sal, that the Yankees are a better team this year than they were last year. However, that being said, the Dodgers are still a major problem. And if these two teams were to get to the World Series, which would be awesome, I think the Dodgers are still the better team. But you think about, Sal, what happened this weekend. The Dodgers took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. One of those games was absolutely embarrassing, the Saturday game. And they did it without Mookie Betts, without 3 of their best starters, and probably 5, maybe their, well, not their best, 5 of their best relievers are all on the injured list. And they still took 2 of 3 from the Yankees. And if they ever do get their guys back, they are going to be a wagon for any team that faces them. And I think we saw that this weekend with what they did to the Yankees. I still think the Yankees have a ways to go before they can compete with the Dodgers this year. And again, who knows what's going to happen? October's a long time away, but that was my takeaway from the weekend was, okay, the Yankees can play with them, but they're still not better than the Dodgers.
Are the Yankees the best team in the American League, or is that the Tigers or somebody else?
You know, I think deep down, I think the Yankees are the better team than the Tigers. Obviously, Detroit's record's a little bit better right now. But I think the Yankees have a little bit more than Detroit personnel-wise. Remember, the Tigers are playing in the AL Central. Now, there are some decent teams there, probably better, quite frankly, than some of the AL East teams. But I'm not totally sold on the Tigers yet. We'll see. I mean, in a couple months, I might change my mind on them. But I still think the Yankees are slightly better, and I would give them the nod if they played, say, in the ALCS this year.
Yankees are going to take on the Guardians. That should be an interesting series coming up here. All right, if you are Brian Cashman, somebody in the Yankees organization, after watching what you saw this weekend, you say, okay, to play with the best teams, to win a World Series, we need blank. What were they missing this weekend when they lost like they did?
Well, I think the biggest hole on the team, Sal, and it's been the same thing all year, is third base. I mean, they've got to figure out third base. Now, it sounds like they're going to, when Chisholm returns, which I think is going to happen this week, it sounds like they're going to move him back to third base again this year, like he played when he arrived last year in the trade. So that signals to me that they're going to ride with DJ LeMahieu at second base. Now, he had four hits last night, so that was nice, but he also started that game batting 171, and I just don't think that LeMahieu is really going to be the answer. I think he's a very, very average player. He is still injury prone, so we'll see if he can make it through. But I would prefer Chisholm stay at second base and Cashman go out and get a legitimate third baseman, because that really is the hole. I mean, that is the hole that they face right now. Now, the other thing to consider here, I don't know if you saw late last night when Boone was talking, this Luke Weaver situation could be a problem. He was supposed to pitch the ninth inning. He got up and warmed up. And I'm thinking, okay, he didn't pitch because they got the run and it was no longer a safe situation. Well, we find out.
I was wondering the same thing. I was wondering why he didn't come in because it was there was still a four run lead. And like, okay, well, things can get hairy here. Go ahead. What happened?
Yeah, apparently, you know, I figured the same thing. Okay, it's a four run lead. Big deal. Well, this is the Dodgers. You know, put him in there and finish the game. Well, it turned out he might have tweaked his hamstring while he was warming up. And if that's a hamstring, if it is a tweak and if something's wrong, if he has to go on the injured list, Sal, you know how hamstrings are, that's going to be at least a month. And now you don't have Luke Weaver. Do you trust Devin Williams to go back to being the closer? So maybe he needs to find a relief pitcher, even before the trade deadline to get them through if Weaver really is hurt.
Talking with Sal Majerana here on the Western Hotline. All right, Sal, I know that you think the Red Sox might have the second most talent in the AL East, excuse me, but right now they've lost, what, six of their last eight? They're 8.5 games behind the Yankees. Who's the Yankees' biggest threat at all in the AL East, even though they are 5.5 games clear of the Blue Jays right now?
Yeah, I mean, I still think that the Red Sox can get it turned around. I do think they are a talented team, and they've got some of their young kids up there right now. And they're counting on those guys. I mean, this group sort of reminds me of the Baltimore group a couple years ago when everyone said, man, when these guys get up there, Gunnar Henderson and all these other guys that they had, they're going to be really good. You sort of hear the same things about the Red Sox prospects, and now they're getting their chance. Now, it started off slowly for them, but I still think, you know, the Yankees are playing them, you know, six times here in the next 2 weeks, once in New York, once there. So we'll see. We'll see about them. Right now, I don't know if I want to believe in Toronto, but I'll tell you what, they're hitting the hell out of the ball. They all of a sudden, their offense has cranked it up. I think it's like the last 10 games, they're like one of the hottest teams in baseball offensively, and they've also won five in a row. So they're a team that I'm not sure I believe in them yet, but they're certainly playing well, and we know that Toronto's got the pitching. I mean, their rotation is very good. So they could be a problem for the Yankees. We'll see.
Sal, have you ever, I mean, we've never seen it actually happen in record, but what do you make of seeing a team at 9-50, the Colorado Rockies? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, it makes you wonder how they beat the Yankees the one game that was their last win, by the way. I think they've lost eight in a row since then. It's incredible how bad that team is. It's a shame. I think you and I even talked about it one of the first times we did the show, that Colorado, that place, the ballpark is so beautiful. They've got a great fan base. I mean, the fans still show up for a team that's historically bad. It's just hard. That place is just hard, man, for baseball, right? It's the pitching. Yeah. It's so difficult to get guys to go there, you know, to sign free agents because it's such a bad place for you know, for pitchers. They get rung up. I don't know what to do about the Colorado situation. It's a shame, but hey, what are you going to do? Someone's got to lose all these games. Last year it was the White Sox. Now it's the Rockies.
All right, so last thing on baseball, I want to get your thoughts a little bit on Bills and OTAs. Here come the Mets again, Sal. I mean, they're getting hot now again after they had a bit of a slump, but I think, what, one loss in their last, like, you know, 8 games, I think it is?
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're a good team, Sal. I mean, we knew this when they played the Yankees. I mean, they just swept the Rockies, and, well, actually, they had the White Sox and the Rockies at Citi Field this past week, and they won, what is it, 5 of the 6 of the 7 or 5 out of the 6, whatever it was. They lost one game to the White Sox. So I heard, I think it was one of the guys from the New York Post had said that this was homecoming week for the Mets. You know, they had the White Sox and the Rockies there. They needed to win, you know, either all of them or, you know, maybe just lose one. Well, they did exactly that. So, yeah, I'm not going to take too much, you know, they're 37-22 now. I think they're in second place behind. Are they in second place right now?
The Mets. No, Mets are in first now. They have passed the Phillies. Yeah, they're a half game ahead of the Yankees even now. The Yankees overtake them as far as overall record, 37-22, and the Phillies have dropped a few here.
Yeah, they had a good week. The Phillies dropped, I think, 2 or 3 to the Brewers this week.
Yep.
In fact, my son drove down to Philly yesterday just to see the ballpark. He hadn't been to the ballpark,
Oh, nice.
So he watched them play the Brewers. Yeah, the Mets are good. I mean, I fully believe the Mets are going to be, you know, a playoff team, obviously. And, you know, that's a team that, you know, I wrote in the newsletter today. I hope the Yankees don't end up playing the Dodgers. I hope somebody along the way knocks them off in the playoffs. The Mets are a team that I could definitely think could do that. If they face the Dodgers, they could handle them, I think, in a playoff series. So, yeah, they're very good. I think it's going to be a really, really cool year in the National League. It's clearly the best league this year. I mean, it's way better than the American League. I think their postseason is going to be fascinating.
One more media OTA. That's tomorrow for us, for the Bills. They'll have OTAs for the team on the field a few times this week. And then next week, it's mandatory minicamp. Last week, I think a lot of us felt that Elijah Moore was a bit of a storyline last week. Seemed like he was connecting with Josh Allen quite a bit. How do you take that when you see that happening? Is it, you know, don't overreact, or, okay, let's at least pay attention here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I told the guys Friday when I was on with them, I missed OTA because I was on vacation last mm-hmm. week. I needed to get some days off. So I didn't see the Elijah Moore show. But I will say this, I liked the signing when they did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made a very valid point when he signed with the Bills, you know, and how he gets a chance to play with Josh Allen. And, you know, without degrading anybody, he basically said, yeah, I've played with lousy quarterbacks. Both in Cleveland and New York. So it's nice for him to get to play with a guy like Josh Allen. And, you know, he caught like 200 passes in his first 4 years. So, and that's a bad quarterback play. So he could be a nice find for the Bills. We'll see, though. Like you said, it's OTA. I generally, Sal, ignore this stuff. I ignore this time. Yep. They're playing touch football. You know, the linemen obviously can't do anything really of substance. So I don't take anything out of OTAs. We'll see when they get to camp and things start playing themselves out. But, you know, I look at the Bills receiver group, and I kind of like it. I mean, you know, especially if Curtis Samuel can bounce back and be more productive, you add him into it. I think they've got a nice group there.
By the way, here are the names. Zach Wilson, Mike White, Joe Flacco, Josh Johnson, Chris Streveler, Deshaun Watson, PJ Walker, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Jeff Driscoll, Jameis Winston, and Bailey Zappi. In 4 years, 11 different quarterbacks Elijah Moore has played with.
And he caught 200 passes. So the guy can play. The guy can play. And I think if they can find a nice role for him in this offense, like I said, I think the Bills have got some nice diversity. They don't have the superstar. They don't have Justin Jefferson or, you know, Chase or any of those guys. But they've got some solid veterans on that team. I think it's a nice group. I think Josh Allen will do a good job with these guys.
All right, we are 1 week away, week from today, away, week from tomorrow, excuse me, away from kind of James Cook Day. That's the way I want to look at it, Sal. How much on your radar is that? Like, if he's there, if he's not, does it matter? Do you expect him to be there? Like, how much are you kind of paying attention to that particular storyline?
Yeah, like I said, I'm not paying attention to it at all right now for these OTAs. They are voluntary.
Yep.
Now, obviously, he's not there because, you know, He's not there for a reason. He's purposely not showing up to make his statement. But next week, yeah, yep. The antenna is going to go up a little bit for all of us in the media to see if he shows up. It brings you back to the Stephon Diggs drama a couple years ago. So I expect him to be there. I hope his representation is smart enough to realize that he doesn't have a whole lot of leverage in this situation. So get to camp, you know, make the goodwill gesture, and then we'll see where it goes from there with the negotiation. I still don't think the Bills are going to extend him. I think the season's going to play out, and he doesn't have a choice. He needs to play. He can't pull, you know, the guy from the Steelers whose name is escaping me right now, the running back.
Le'Veon Bell, yeah.
He can't pull a Le'Veon Bell, you know, yeah. and you know, skip the year. That would be a stupid move for James Cook. Yeah. So get in there next week, show your face, you know, be the good soldier, and then come back to camp and play and prove to the Bills that they should extend you. That's what he needs to do.
I'll see you tomorrow. You'll be at OTA tomorrow?
Yeah, sadly, my first vacation week has come to an end, Sal, so I got to get back to work here. I'll be out there tomorrow.
Well, you might. I'll see you tomorrow. You might talk with the guys again next Monday. Here is my schedule's a little funky as well these days. But in the meantime, we always appreciate it. And of course, people can sign up for the free Pinstripe People newsletter, folks. You got to see what Sal does with this thing. Puts his blood, sweat, and tears into it. Sign up for it. It's at Sal Marijuana right there on X. You can just go there. You can click it. Sign up. Just enter your email, and it's absolutely free. All right, buddy. Well, Yankees and Guardians next, right? They're next up after a day off, then they'll get after it, and it's a big series for them.
Yeah, it's a good series. They just had the rematch of the World Series. Now they get the rematch of the ALCS last year, and Cleveland's playing well too. Another good team. And then the Red Sox come in for the weekend, so it's a nice week at Yankee Stadium with two good opponents.
All right, Sal, we'll talk to you soon. I'll see you tomorrow, buddy. Thank you.
All right, bud. Take care.
All right, you got it. That is Sal Marijuana. Great job he does again. Great newsletter for Yankee fans. Talks baseball, but it's a Yankee newsletter, and there's some really cool stuff, not only about what the Yankees are doing now, but looking back in the past and things like that, but always a great talk with him. Baseball this time of year, we're doing it once a week with Sal, and of course, getting in the football stuff with the Buffalo Bills tomorrow, OTAs. The Bills also made some moves over the weekend. They announced some hirings and promotions, which I'll talk about here coming up on the Northtown Automotive Extra Points Show as we get to the top of the hour with Paul Hamilton on the Sabres hire of Jarmo Kekäläinen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. Back here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, we'll try and squeeze in a call. Mike in Hamburg is up. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Sal. How are you?
Good.
I heard you on the radio yesterday with NFL.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. What's up?
Well, my question is, the fourth-round pick that we have that is not signing his contract, and he's starting to throw some trash at the Bills. One in particular is Josh Allen. He threw that.
Why? Whoa! What? Tell us what happened. What are you talking about?
He said to the national media that Josh Allen did not deserve the MVP.
That is not what happened. Hold on. Let me stop you, Mike. Hold on. You gotta dial it down a little bit. There was an NFL tweet from rookies about Madden, EA Madden. And they asked a bunch of guys while they were at the combine, before they were even drafted by a team, about different things. And Deion Walker, who eventually was drafted by the Bills at that time, said, yeah, Lamar got robbed of the MVP. He never said Josh didn't deserve the MVP. He didn't say it after Josh was drafted. This was a video done while these guys were at the combine, because it's clear because they're all wearing the same numbers and everything. And then now because it came out recently, you're seeing it and interpreting like that.
Yes. Well, and he also said it because he's not signing his contract.
He's not. I don't know where you're getting that from. He hasn't signed a contract. He's going to sign a contract. The rookie, he'll sign his contract. He'll be under contract.
Well, here's
and
my question.
They all do.
Here's my question. If he doesn't sign his contract, we still have his property, correct?
Any player who gets drafted and does not sign, he goes back into the draft the following year.
The following year, but the year before that.
Correct. But Mike, you don't have to think about that. It's not going to happen. He'll sign his contract. He wasn't talking trash about Josh Allen, and he'll sign his contract.
Well, I hope he don't. I hope they let him go.
Okay, I think that's ridiculous. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Paul Hamilton is up next on Jarmo Kekäläinen, the Sabres' new hire.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.